KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 89. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 67. Daytime highs approaching 89. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News with your latest headline. A case of new world screwworm in Texas has agricultural leaders on high alert. The case was reported near the U.S.-Mexico border in a weeks-old calf. The screwworm feeds on living animals, usually burrowing into open wounds. Now, while no reports have shown up in the Sunflower State, Kansas state leaders aren't taking this news lightly. Governor Laura Kelly's office yesterday did confirm its awareness of the case in Texas and said it is following all state and federal guidelines. Experts explain that while the pest is most commonly associated with livestock, the screwworm can impact any living animal. I'm Marina Flores with 13 News with your latest headline.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. LoveYourMindToday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit LoveYourMindToday.org. That's LoveYourMindToday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Soybeans, corn, and hogs are lower. Cattle are up. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your commodity market update on Brownfield. Speed wins, that's why Stein is focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, and why they've released more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower on fund and technical selling. July beans down 8 at 1121.5. August beans down 7.25 at 1125.25. Corn is lower on fund and technical selling. July corn's down 6.75 at 417.75. September corn is down 6 at 426.75. The wheat complex is mostly lower. Live and feeder cattle are up on tight, ready supplies. August live's up 117 at 242.70. August feeder's up 137 at 354.75. Hogs are lower on fund and technical selling in the lower cash business. July lean hogs down 267 at 98.92. August lean hogs down $1.85 at 97.42. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
It doesn't really hurt that bad, but it's so worth it. Come see me, Lydia, at Expression Salon in downtown Downs to get your bod summer ready. I offer full body waxing, tanning, lashes, hair and nails, and now full body massages by Sarah. Come see me, the other Lydia, at Expression Salon in downtown Downs. Call to book now at 785-454-6350.
Central Valley Ag, every operation is more than a business. It's a legacy. That's why Central Valley Ag delivers trusted agronomy, grain marketing, feed solutions, and energy products designed to help farmers and ranchers succeed season after season. From expert seed and crop input recommendations to smart grain marketing backed by local knowledge and global reach, Central Valley Ag helps producers make confident decisions. Add in fuel, feed, fertilizer, crop protection, and precision tools, and it's a full lineup built to support agriculture from the ground up. With locations across Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska, Central Valley Ag remains committed to the communities it serves. Learn more at cvacoop.com.
An another light round of direct cash cattle trade, and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. There's another light round of direct cash cattle trade taking place. Live deals in Kansas are at $257 to $258. That's $2 to $3 higher than the bulk of the week's business and steady to a dollar higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Dress deals this week have been at mostly $405. That's steady with the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box beef is higher and sharply higher at midday with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 51 cents at $3.93.17. Select is $3.82 higher at $3.86.86. At the Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, the USDA says demand was good with several active buyers. Dry conditions continue to impact sales. The bulk of the cattle offered this week would have been placed on summer grass and sold later, but were sold now to save grass for cow-calf pairs. Medium and large one-feeder steer, 607 to 647 pounds, brought 462 to 487.50. Feeder steers, 860 to 893 pounds, brought $372.50 to $392. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 753 to 797 pounds, brought $335.50 to $374. Cash hog prices are lower at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. Demand for U.S. pork remains a focal point. Global demand for U.S. products have had some bright spots, but there are still lingering concerns about long-term strength. Domestic demand could see a bump as summer grilling season is now in full swing, and pork remains a very competitively priced protein in the retail space. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct are down $1.46 with a weighted average of $94.18. The Iowa Minnesota is 60 cents lower with a weighted average of $95.16, and the Western Corn Belt's down 8 cents with a weighted average of $95.56. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $62. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for light offerings at $47 to $59. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $49 to $59. And pork values are sharply higher at midday, up $3.52 at $101.65. Butts, loins, picnics, and ribs were all sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Former three-time Pro Bowl running back DeMarco Murray is the Chiefs' new running back coach after spending the last six seasons coaching at his alma mater, Oklahoma. And he's just now getting used to working with the running backs here in the league, including a Super Bowl MVP, Kenneth Walker, along with the others in the group. And he recently spoke at Chiefs OTA. And he discussed what he's seen from his running back so far.
They all bring a little bit different things to the room. And again, Kenneth Walker, again, just a savvy veteran who does things the right way, works extremely hard. And he's led the group the right way vocally and by example. So again, we're happy to have him. And again, Amari's been great. Savvy vet who does things constantly right. And just continuing to, you know, obviously, you know, put himself in great position to be successful. And then you got some young guys with Burchard and Jaden Odd and Emmett. And then obviously EJ. So again, very versatile group, guys who are working extremely hard and again taking advantage of their opportunities.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
Annual basketball and volleyball games between the Twin Valley Conference, which includes Blue Hill, Deschler, Franklin, Geltner, Harvard, Kennesaw, Lawrence, Nelson, Red Cloud, Shelton, and Silver Lake, Nebraska, against the Northern Plains League, teams made up of North Central Kansas athletes. On the girls basketball team, and that will be played at 3 p.m. tomorrow at Red Cloud, include Linnell Gingler, St. John's Tipton, Bethany Semelink, Rock Hills, Alyssa Lopez, Lincoln, Hallie Meisner, Rock Hills, Harley Nelson, Sylvan Lucas, Lillian Carter, Natoma, Sophia Robison, Natoma, and Tatum Miller from Lakeside on the girls' side. On the boys' side, the game will be immediately following the girls' game in Red Cloud. Edward Rennick, St. John's Tipton, Carter Johnson, Sylvan Lucas, Gabriel Roderick, St. John's Tipton, Evan Slavic, Thunder Ridge, Van Stoll, Sylvan Lucas, Grant Goodacre, St. John's, Caden Raby from St. John's. The boys will be coached by Lance Bergman, the girls by Leah Bergman. A correction in the volleyball, which will be played next Friday at 6 p.m. Among the players on the volleyball team will include Bethany Simulink, Rock Hills, Hallie Miser, Rock Hills, Linnell Gingler, St. John's Tipton, Allie Beck, Rock Hills, Savannah Coyle, Rock Hills, Sophia Robison, Natoma, Harley Nelson, Sylvan Lucas, Daisy Beck, Rock Hills, Alyssa Lopez, Lincoln, and Allison Adams of Tescott. Again, correction on the volleyball that will be played next Friday, June 12th at 6 p.m. in Red Cloud. Crown College in St. Bonifacius, Minnesota has named Andy Lambert as its new vice president of athletics. Lambert was a standout player and Smith Center alum, former Sterling College head football coach. Lambert brings more than 30 years of experience in Christian higher education and college athletics. His experience includes 26 seasons as a head football coach, more than 6 years as an athletic director, service on a president's cabinet, and most recently as vice president of student development at Greenville University in Illinois. Throughout his career, he has successfully rebuilt and strengthened athletic programs, developed Christ-centered team cultures, improved student-athlete retention and academic performance, and led teams to success both on and off the field. Good luck to former Smith Center standout and Sterling College football coach Andy Lambert as new vice president of athletics at Crown College in St. Bonifacius, Minnesota. We continued our Champions Rewind yesterday with senior Bentley Pruitt, a standout athlete from Beloit High School. She won the shot put at the state 2026 track and field championship and was runner-up in the pole vault. She includes volleyball, wrestling, and track and field among her standout accomplishments in her high school career. The combination of volleyball, wrestling, and track and field, especially pole vault and shot put, along with the 4x100, 4x400, is very unique for a young lady. Pruitt said she first picked up the shot put her junior year at the first day of practice, and she went on to win the state shot put this year.
Yeah, so I kind of brought it up that I wanted to throw shot put, but I never really thought anything of it. And then it was the week before track, and Mr. Lowry told me that I was actually going to try it, and I was a little scared, but I did it, and I liked it a lot. And first track meet, I think I got fourth place, so I wasn't really expecting much. But then the second track meet at Concordia, I think that's when I threw 40 foot, and that's when I kind of realized, like, this is fun, and I think I'm good at it.
Pruitt's switch from basketball to wrestling was mainly caused by her pole vault coach Cade Hewitt and her talking and interest from friends in girls wrestling. Pruitt says it wasn't always easy, but it was a great choice for her to switch from basketball to wrestling.
Yeah, so as Cade is my pole vault coach, him and Henry would talk about wrestling almost every day. And it thought always crossed my mind, but I never thought I would actually do it. But I just put myself out there and told Cade that I was going to try it. And then once I started, I pretty much fell in love with it. And I'm super glad that I did it.
Pruitt says the community and young people watching her compete in all sports has been easy to achieve highs and get through the lows. She appreciates the community of Beloit and all the people that have supported her through the years.
Definitely the community support, is especially after me going into wrestling and being pretty successful and then now winning shot put. It's just so fun to like see everyone behind me. And then also when people tell me like there's girls that look up to me, it's like really encouraging. And I think that's probably my favorite part, just not actually the sport itself, but like what it does outside of sports.
Life moves fast. Your financial partner should help you keep up. At Farm Boy Credit Union, they're focused on helping local families, farmers, and businesses reach their financial goals with checking and savings accounts, auto loans, mortgages, mobile banking, and more. Founded right here in North Central Kansas, Farm Boy Credit Union is member-owned and community-driven. Whether you're buying your first vehicle, planning for the future, or just looking for friendly local service, Farm Boy is here for you. Visit Farm Boy Credit Union in Beloit, Osborn, Lincoln, or Mankato, or learn more online at farmwaycu.com.
Down Celebration is just around the corner, June 18th through 20th, and it's time to get those discounted carnival tickets before they are gone. 20 tickets for $25. Save some money so you can have more to spend at Celebration. Stop by these chamber businesses and grab these discounted deals before they are gone. Corner Drug and Gift, Down Superfoods, Expression Salon, Miller Hardware, State Bank of Downs, The Hair Shop, and City of Downs. And a big shout out to the ticket sponsors, Brush Art and State Bank of Downs. Let's make this hometown home. Down Celebration, June 18th through 20th.
Wakanda Boats in Glen Alder, Kansas and Republican City, Nebraska is ready to get you on the water. Just in, StarCraft Fishing Pontoons, 20 or 22 foot. Use boats? They've got plenty. Need something special? They'll order it. Plus, 180-month in-house financing is available. Mini rebate and military discounts available now. Call or stop in to one of our locations to learn more. And don't forget, our large lineup of fishing gear, boat gearing, tubes, boards, skis, and Coast Guard approved life jackets. WakandaBoats.com. Let's get you on the water.
Looking for durable, stylish dining furniture built to last? Come to Domini's Furniture in Downs. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Domini's is the largest chrome craft dealer in a 5-state area featuring a showroom with 21 sets and over 120 chairs in stock. Choose from beautiful finishes like chestnut, walnut, stainless steel, or black nickel, plus a variety of easy-to-clean fabrics and vinyl. With laminated tables in all sizes and chrome craft's industry-leading swivel, tilt, and caster features, you'll find quality and comfort that stands the test of time. Visit Domini Furniture today, where great value meets lasting quality.
North Central Kansas's country station, KD Country 94.